Dreamscape presents The Refugee's Daughter by Carolyn Newton. Narrated by Jesse Valinsky, Nancy Peterson, and Michael Crouch.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Bridget, 2010. Secrets. The room was choked with them. White lies, well-meaning ruses, and vile deceptions slithered between every hug, every pat on the back, every knowing tilt of the head. They screamed at Bridget through every somber attempt at condolence.
"I'm so sorry for your loss,"
offered a man who looked vaguely familiar.
"Who'd have thought Joe would?"
The man searched for the appropriate euphemism. "Die?" Bridget filled in the awkward gap abruptly, struggling to control her need to scream. "Don't shoot the messenger," she chided herself. "It's really shocking that someone like Joe could have a heart attack," she added for what seemed like the 100th time. The offers of condolence were looping back on themselves, and Bridget was suffocating under the pretense.
"Yes, well, right,"
the man stammered, surprised by Bridget's directness.
"The man seemed to be in tip-top shape, and during a marathon, no less. It's just a tragedy."
"It is. Thank you for being here," Bridget said, while fighting the desire to throttle this friend or colleague or confidant, whoever he was. "Did you know? Did Joe tell you? What else do you think Joe seemed to be?" She searched the bearded face for any glimmer of knowledge, but if the man knew, he was holding his cards close to the vest. He wrapped both his hands around Bridget's own clammy fingers and squeezed.
"Oh, Barbie, we'll miss him so much. He was always the life of the party, you know."
"He was, and thank you." She pulled her hand out of his meaty grip. "It's Bridget." He persisted.
"Listen, Barbie, if you need anything, you promise to call me, right? Joe would want to make sure we're taking care of his sweetheart."
"A promise," Bridget lied. Her living room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?